Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about marketing versus price.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to sellers about why the property sells or doesn't sell, and it's important to look at all the elements that are key to your success. But I want to zero in on two. This time, I want to talk about marketing, the marketing and sale of the property in regards to what advertising is going on, and also in price, the relationship between the two. The funny thing is, as a realtor, you're sitting by the water cooler, not often, and we don't have a water cooler, but if you did, what would happen is the conversation goes something like this. You know, if those folks would get their price right, we would have this sold today. And then you go to the seller's living room and you listen to them and they say, darn it, if they knew about the property, a buyer would buy right now. This is an amazing opportunity. All our neighbors told us what a great opportunity we had it at this price. So that becomes antagonistic, and that's an argument or a discussion that polarizes the realtor and the seller. And why is that? First, in marketing exposure, the first thing to do before you reduce a price is make sure you feel confident that everyone that should know a property does know about that property. Make sure that the target market, who you think is likely as a buyer to buy this home, is aware of it. The obvious place to look is the internet. Make sure that it's exposed loudly. What is being exposed, what is being expressed about the house is very accurate. You don't want to express the downsides. This is a sales pitch. This is the hook to get people to come see the home. Now, you're not going to misrepresent, but you're going to make sure the teasers say, hey, if this is who you are, if you like exercise, if you like this school district, if you like different characteristics in the house, come see it. And then when they get there, they may have compromises on their experience, but what's important to them, you've got the right people to the house. So marketing exposure, spend time there if you're frustrated with no sale yet. Talk to your realtor, explore and brainstorm together on ideas on how to get it out to the greatest market, and make sure you're creating the demand you can. After looking at marketing, you've got to turn your attention to price or the other variables. The two that usually remain at this point once you've been exposed to the market is the condition of the house and the price. Let's talk about condition. If the condition is the hurdle and everyone knows about the property, then there should be people coming into the house and being disappointed by the condition of the home. That means they're not far off in price, but you've not adjusted enough for the condition or the concerns buyers have when they view the home. If you're not getting showings at all and you've explored all the possibilities and how to get the word out about your house, that's a message from the market as well. The market's looking at the opportunity, seeing it clearly for what it is, and saying no, either not now or I'll make another choice besides this home. So you need to face that quickly in a fast market so you don't miss the opportunity you do have at the right price. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.